Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage everyone to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time to do an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this segment, Barry and Kathy Bracken talk about one of the first glacier tours Barry gave as a 17-year-old living in Valdez. It was the summer of 1964 when he took a visiting tourist to see the Columbia Glacier in his 22-foot open skiff.
She really wanted to go to the glacier, but she said that she'd had a little bit of back trouble. Yeah, she was a pretty good-sized lady, and I fastened a lawn chair in the fish hold of my skiff, and I screwed it down pretty thoroughly. I thought that might do the job for her. We got out through the Valdez entrance and got into that westerly out in the sound, and first 4 footer just kind of dumped her ass over tea kettle into the bottom of the boat, and I thought she was really in big trouble. And we dusted her off and made sure she wasn't really hurt, and she said she was fine, so we folded up the chair, put it away, and I made a little nest with old Kapok life jackets for her in the bottom of the boat, sat her back down, and I mean, she was getting a face full of water every time we hit one of the waves, but she was game, and we made it on down to the glacier, and then we proceeded to worm our way through the ice again. It's a 22-foot wooden flat-bottom skiff, but we were pushing through the ice and got up there, probably closer to the glacier than any sane person should have been with that kind of an arrangement, and watching a little bit of calving going on. And she said that she had seen a movie or heard somewhere that if you fired a shot, that the glacier would calve. And so I had the old seal gun and the scabbard in the boat, and so I pulled out the old 308 and fired a shot in the air, and I still think it was probably a coincidence, but about half the glacier started coming down, and it really, I mean, it looked like it was going to be right on top of us. So I just kind of hunkered down, pulled her down, and it was really weird, because you look up over the side of the boat, and in the ensuing wave, you look like sometimes you're looking down on the glacier, and then looking up at this thing, looking down on the glacier, and we knew that there was all this ice we'd come through behind us. So after what seemed like an eternity, we ended up back out in open water. Somehow or another, we'd gotten through all of that ice. Just this wave had pushed us through everything. We're back out in the open water. And I just really gave a sigh of relief. And her comment was, "Can we do that again?" Not on your life. So anyway, it was just, we wonder how we survived some of those things. But I think that's pretty typical of growing up in Alaska. And I don't think that's that unique.
And you heard from her quite often after that?
Yeah, actually I did. The agreement with her was I'd charge her $20 and she had to pay for the fuel, which wasn't much at that time. I can't remember. We were paying, pennies for a gallon for gas. And Columbia Glacier, as I recall, was about less than 30 miles from Valdez, so it wasn't a big deal. For a number of years after that, I would get a Christmas card from her with a $5 bill saying that was the highlight of her Alaska vacation. So I guess it was early chartering.
Bracken's entire conversation and many others can be heard online at psglib.org. Just follow the links to the Listening Project. The Listening Project is waiting for you to tell your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more about how to participate.